We're joined right now by a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. Not only that, but the NFC Player of the Week for Week 9. Three tackles, a pass defensed, a fumble recovery in that Week 12 win over Jacksonville. For the season, 63 tackles, a sack, four passes defensed, an interception, a fumble recovery as well. And earlier this month, he became one of just five players in NFL history with 40 sacks and 20 interceptions. He played his college ball at Auburn. The Cardinals are hosting the Rams on Sunday. Carlos Dansby is my guest. Carlos, great to have you back. How are you?
Rome, I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Man, I'm great. Carlos, great to have you. All right, so let me first ask you about that tight win over Jacksonville on Sunday. The defense comes up big on the Jags' last two possessions. I've got to ask, what was going through your head as Phil Dawson came out for a 57-yard field goal attempt, and then what did you think when it went through to win it?
Oh, man, it was perfect, man. It was perfect. It was a great team win. To end it like that, you couldn't write it better. You know, defense make a big play. Offense score, really, on a big play. You know, and defense make a big play to stop them. We get back in position, and the special teams finish it, man. That's team ball. That's team ball, man. And we couldn't read it. We couldn't have written that any better than it didn't play it out Sunday night.
Carlos Dansby joining us. You know, I'm always curious to see what you guys do to celebrate a big win like that, especially since wins in the NFL are so hard to come by. So when you get one, you better enjoy it. Did I see you celebrating with a steak and some lobster mash? And if so, how was it?
Yeah, man. No, we just bonded, man. The defense, man, defensive guys, man, we locking up right now, man. We just on a different level right now, mentally, you know, and as a unit, we just trying to play as one and do much as we can on the field and off the field. And like I said, we definitely had a steak at City Hall Restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Steak restaurant, man. It's perfect location, perfect vibe. You know, a nice steak, lobster mash, man. That's how you close it out.
Dude, that's got to be such a great night. I mean, honestly, when everybody's pulling in the same direction, when you're grinding out, when you're working that hard and you find a way to get it done, that's got to be the best night ever. I mean, not to belabor that fact, but when you can get with your crew and the guys that you're going to battle with and have a nice steak after a win like that, that's got to feel so good.
Oh, man, it's great. It's perfect, man. Like you said, we went to battle. It was a tough fought game against a great team. You know what I'm saying? Them guys playing well in all three phases as well. And like I said, for us to go out and win the game like we did, man, we had to celebrate it. And with a victory dinner.
Carlos Dansby is my guest. All right, so go back to earlier this month. The win over San Francisco and the performance that earned you Player of the Week for the NFC. There are a lot of things that we could talk about in that game, including the seven tackles and the sack. But I've got to ask you about the biggest play, your red zone pick that made history because it put you in that 40-sack, 20-interception club. First, take me through the play and how did it feel to come down with that interception?
First, through the play, like I said, it was perfect timing. I knew they was going to run like a little dig route behind me and one in front of me. So I kind of just tried to play in between both of them, and we got a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And all of a sudden, I just seen him duck and throw. And when I seen him duck and throw the ball, hit his lineman in the head, I like, oh, man, I didn't know 20 was going to be this easy for me. So I just started smiling, man, grabbed it. And the first thing I was thinking is just get down, seal the win. Let's get up out of here and go celebrate, man. It's over, you know?
See, I think it's 20. It may have seemed easy at the time, but you've been chasing that interception for quite some time. Not to the point that you were ever going to be selfish and hurt the team in the process, but it had been a goal for a pretty long time. How does it feel then to be a member of the 40-20 club with guys like Seth Joyner, Ray Lewis, Wilbur Marshall, and Brian Urlacher?
It's huge, man. It's huge. I can't really describe it and put it in words because it's 51 years of football, 52 years of football, and only four guys been able to do something like that. And for me to be the fifth guy in this era of football to do this, it's huge, man. It's motivating to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of linebackers that's playing this game and future linebackers to play this game. And I'm just glad I had an opportunity to allow them to bear witness to this and put it in front of them and let them go chase it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how Urlacher and Ray Lewis and Steph Joyner, these guys did it for me. They put it in front of me. So I had to go chase it, you know, and because I wanted to be one of the best to ever do it. And that was my goal when I first came into the league. And like I said, I'm getting closer and closer to it.
You're in that club, and nobody can take that from you. Now, after the game, Bruce Arians presented you with the game ball, and your teammates were clearly fired up. What did it mean to share that moment with them?
I was huge. It was huge because without them, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to do it in an Arizona uniform. And because, like I said, I could have did it in Cincinnati. I had plenty of opportunities to get interceptions in Cincinnati. I let the other guys get them because, like I said, it's about team. And this is an ultimate team game. So without those guys being in place and doing what they need to do, I wouldn't be able to have these individual accolades like I have right now with the 40 sacks and 20 interceptions. Everybody plays a part in it, on the field and off the field. You know what I'm saying? Taking care of my body, the whole nine. So everybody gets an opportunity to experience, you know what I'm saying, the 40-20 club, man. It's a beautiful thing to have family and friends and loved ones, guys who care for me, just, you know, be a part of this.
Carlos Dansby joining us. You know, to that point, Steve Keim said something kind of funny afterwards. The GM, he said, after watching your post-game speech, quote, "You may be one of the worst speech givers I've ever heard." Two of you guys go way, way back. But, I mean, is part of this, I've never known you, Carlos, to be somebody at a loss for words. Were you overcome by emotion in the moment, thinking about all the people who have been a part of your journey? Was that part of it?
That was totally it. You know, I had to thank the guys that was there. You know, I had to thank God personally for, you know, giving me a gift, you know, and letting me, you know, get closer to one of the desires in my heart. You know, like I said, that's something I wanted to do when I first came in the league. I mean, the first interview at the Combine, I told Coach Dennis Green I wanted the yellow jacket. I wasn't worried about no Super Bowls. I wasn't worried about no Pro Bowls, nothing else but the yellow jacket. The gold jacket, my bad, and I don't want to be disrespectful to the game, gold jacket. And he asked me, do I know what that entails? I said, yeah. I said, it entails of me dedicating myself, being disciplined and you know, making a lot of sacrifices. And he was like, well, you don't want nothing else? I said, if I'm playing at that level, everything else will come. So, but I've been able to do it with no Pro Bowls. So it's kind of special to me, you know, and – like I said, I'm still hunting, man. I'm still hunting. I got more to do. I got more left in me. And I want to catch everybody that's in this class. I want to surpass everybody.
Carlos Dansby joining us. All right, so you're still hunting, and you've still got some good football in you. You've played 14 years now. I mean, the league is so different now, and the game is so different now than when you got in. Most NFL careers are pretty short. So how are you able to still play at such a high level this far into your career? What's been the secret?
My cup is never full, Jim. My cup is never full. I'm always learning, finding new ways to do things. And like I said, my determination to be the best is going to allow me to evolve with the game. And that's what I've been able to do. That's what separates me from everybody else. I've been able to evolve. I see what the game is turning into, and I just evolve with it. And once you can't adapt anymore, once you can't adapt, man, you're going to die, period, to any and every situation that you're involved in life. You got to be able to adapt to the situation. If you can't adapt to the situation is dead, period. So I'm going to adapt. I'm going to survive. And I'm going to, you know, prove a lot of people wrong.
Right. On top of that, you're the pride of Auburn University. I've got to ask, how did it feel to watch your guys beat Alabama on Saturday? How'd that feel?
Oh, man, I was celebrating all night. Celebrating all night. Because I told people, man, I'm like, man, y'all just don't understand. We're going to beat Alabama. Everybody want to say, man, ain't no way. You know, what bet? Put your money on it. They were scared, man. Them boys were scared. You seen it. I seen it. I knew it after we beat Georgia the way we beat Georgia the first time. Everybody was nervous. All the Alabama fans was nervous. And they got exactly what was coming to them. You know, they knew they were going to get beat.
Yeah, think about that matchup too. Carlos, there was nothing gimmicky about that. There was no trickery.
Right.
There was nothing fluky about that. I mean, they straight up lined up and punched him in the head and won that game. Now, for those who have never experienced that rivalry as a player, how would you describe it? Is there anything that you can compare to the intensity of Auburn v. Alabama?
Man, funny you say that, Rome. I spoke to the linebackers the night before, and my exact words to them was, it's nothing else like it. I haven't played in the Super Bowl. I'm an NFC champion. I made plays in the Super Bowl. But I told them, I said, man, it's nothing like this game. Period. I said, man, every snap that y'all play, y'all gonna be legends. Every snap. So whatever play that's being made, it's gonna be in the history books forever. I mean, forever. Your grandkids gonna be able to see that. Like, so that's the kind of message I had to get to those guys the night before. And I just told them, man, just lock in. I said, y'all got the talent. Y'all got all the tools. I said, but go be legends. I said, man, that's what this game is all about. And, man, they was locked in. They were ready to roll. And they went and played well.
Quote, go be legends. Go be legends. Every single thing matters. Every single play matters. Rams are at the Cards on Sunday. Carlos Dansby did it. He is officially a member of the 40-20 Club. Carlos, I know you're angling for that. I know you've been working on that. You got it. They can't take it from you. It's great to have you back on the show, man. Thank you very much. And I know you've got football
left. Thank you, brother.
We'll be doing it again.
Thank you so much.
You know we'll do it again, Carlos.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you. Carlos Dansby. My thanks to him. 40-20. Well, that's a great club to be in. 40 sacks, 20 picks. And again, if you get your names mentioned alongside the guys that I mentioned before, Seth Joyner, Ray Lewis, Wilbur Marshall, Brian Urlacher, we're talking about dudes with gold jackets.